witness, Mr. Weber.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, sir, you claim your name is Lou Knight and that you are an attorney. Is that not correct?
That's right.
But you've also gone by other names. Isn't that true?
I don't know what you mean.
I show you this photo from the society page of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Isn't that you getting married under the name of Phil Day? Or this one from the Detroit Free Press showing you getting married under the name of Albert Martinez. Or this one in the Sacramento Bee with you getting married again under the name of Rahul Fong. In fact, sir, aren't you a multiple bigamist whose only interest in this innocent young woman, Tina Hill, is thoroughly sordid? No further questions.
Order! Order!
Oh, Sam, you were right. Lou is nothing but a creep. I realize now that it's you I love.
Oh, Miss Hill. Tina!
Order! Order!
What? Hold on.
God damn.
Who is it?
Delivery.
Delivery? It's 1 a.m.
Yeah, ain't I got a lousy shift. Sign here.
What is it?
Looks like a Christmas gift.
Who delivers a Christmas gift at 1 a.m?
It's not the gift. It's the principal.
What's that supposed to mean? Who's it from, anyway?
We don't send them. We just deliver them.
Thanks.
My God, this thing is huge. And it weighs a ton. Now, who could have... Well, there's a card attached. Hey, this is metal. Merry Christmas 2523. What kind of a joke is this? Who'd pull a stunt like... Lou?
Even he must have some respect in that crass heart of his for Christmas.
Tina?
Tina may have some notable physical attributes, but a funny bone isn't among them.
Then who?
Why don't you open it?
Yeah, open it. What a weird box. No flap, no seam. How do I get this open? Yeah!
Congratulations on your purchase of a Build-A-Man kit. Patent pending 2348. This kit contains all the equipment and materials needed to enable a child ages 11 to 13 to build and assemble human babies and adults in perfect working order.
What?
The disassemblator provided allows the kit to be used again and again for endless fun.
What?
Extra materials and parts may be ordered from the Build-A-Man Company, Glunt City, Ohio, Diagonal Level 928. Remember, only Build-A-Man lets you build a man.
What?
To hear instructions for use, please verbally input keyword.
What? What? It's 1:14.
Please, turn radio down.
The radio?
She means the box.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Donner!
Quiet!
Thank you. Good night, Mr. Weber. And don't forget last month's rent.
I won't, Mrs. Lapanti.
Hey, look at all this stuff in the box. Jars and gadgets. Wow. What is all this? Vitalizer? Biocalibrator? Disassemblator? Dehydrated neuron preparation for human construction only. This must be from the future. This can't be real. Why not? Who knows where humanity will be in 500 years in the future? Traveling through time or to other dimensions? Creating human beings from chemicals and electricity? Teaching children to... I'm a lawyer. I deal in the here and now. Oh, God help a neurotic young lawyer. I'm not neurotic. You're talking to yourself.
I'm going to bed.
Remember, it's not the gift, it's the principle.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Don't forget to close the box.
What? Close.
Oh.
Good morning, Lou. Tina. Good morning.
Oh, yes, counselor. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam. Did you hear? Lou won Rosenthal versus Rosenthal.
Great. Congratulations, Lou.
All for the firm. Money and prestige, fella. Especially money. Somebody's got to bring in some income, counselor. So when are you going to get a client in the 25th century?
What? What did you mean by that?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
Nothing. Nothing. Miss Hill, I have a letter to dictate. Come into my office.
Yes, Mr. Weber. Oh, Sam!
What?
Didn't you notice?
Notice what?
The new lipstick. Chic magazine said that women with my complexion had to have this shade.
Oh.
And you didn't notice. Well,
I noticed you're not wearing the brooch I got you for Christmas. But that ring.
Oh, Lou's ring? Well, your brooch, which I really do like, Sam, doesn't go with this dress. But Lou's ring, I mean, it is a real ruby.
The letter. Today's date, regular heading. To Chamber of Commerce, Blunt City, Ohio. Gentlemen, colon. On behalf of a client, I am requesting information about a firm bearing the name, quote, Build a Man Company, unquote, or any similar name, whether in your city or environs, or intending to be there in the future. Yours sincerely, and then signature.
On behalf of a client. You have a client? Who is it? Is that that creepy old man?
What creepy old man?
That creepy old man in the hall. Very distinguished, but creepy.
Tina, what are you talking about?
When I got onto the elevator this morning, there was this tall old man in a black raincoat, and the elevator operator was saying, "This is Mr. Weber's secretary," and he stared at me. Now, I don't mind being stared at, but he wasn't staring at me in that way, if you know what I mean. And when we got to this floor, I got out, but he just muttered something like, "Unbalanced personalities." Is that a phrase? And then the elevator doors closed. It was the weirdest thing that ever happened to me, and I've had some pretty weird things happen to me. Coincidences and things
like
that.
Could it have something to do with that Christmas gift? Why should it?
Well,
you heard her. Weird. Two weird things in 2 days. It's nonsense.
It's not nonsense, Sam. She's my favorite aunt.
What?
I said she's my favorite aunt, and she came into town unexpectedly, and that's why I had to break our Christmas date.
Oh. Oh, of course. I understand. I was a little sore when you called me, but you know me. Always forgive a pretty girl, Sam. So, Tina, what about lunch?
Lunch? Well, I promised Lou, Mr. Knight, to celebrate Rosenthal versus Rosenthal. But I'm sure he wouldn't mind if you came along.
Yeah, give the wolf a taste of his own medicine. Sure, let's go.
Thank you, waiter. So the whole case boiled down to whether Rosenthal, our Rosenthal, the good guy, was telling the truth, or Rosenthal, their Rosenthal, the bad guy, was telling the truth.
Oh, I get it, Lou. You see, Sam?
Yes, how incisive.
Now, I saw that my only chance was on cross-examination to show that Rosenthal, their Rosenthal, the bad guy, was lying.
Oh, yes.
That's called tactics, Sam.
Ah.
Go on, Lou.
Well, when Rosenthal, their Rosenthal, the bad guy, got on the stand, I said to
what
him,
what a blowhard. You had a clear field with Tina until Lupine Lou butted in.
Yeah, but what can I do?
And he said,
he gets the clients, and all I do is draft documents for other firms. Some got it and some don't. I don't got it.
You can get it?
How?
Remember, only Build a Man lets you build a man.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't.
Go on home. Open the box.
Remember, only Build a Man lets you build a man.
Would you rather listen to Lou Knight mouth off and watch Tina make goo-goo eyes?
No!
What?
Sam, are you all right?
Yes! I just remembered. I have to go see a client.
You have a client?
Yes, that creepy old man I saw in the hall.
Yeah, that's right. So, if you'll excuse me.
But you're missing the most exciting part of my case.
I'll watch it when it airs on Court TV. This is stupid. Leaving old Lupine Lou alone with Tina at lunch. Go on, open the box. Open.
Welcome to your Build-A-Man kit. Remember, only Build-A-Man lets you build a man. To hear instructions for use, please verbally input key word.
Go on, say something.
Table of contents.
Build-A-Man Kit Table of Contents. Chapter 1, A Child's Garden of Biology. Chapter 2, Making Simple Living Things. Your First Step. Chapter 3, The Mannequin, Workers of the World. Chapter 4, Twinning Yourself and Friends, Twins for All Occasions. Chapter 5, Building, Finishing, and Disassembling a Man. Chapter 6, Building Your First Live Martian. That concludes the table of contents. Please verbally input next keyword.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Absolutely insane.
Go on. Chapter 1.
Chapter 1, A Child's Garden of Biology. Chapter 1 is intended to introduce you to the basics of human biology in order to start you on the path that will end in your building of a fully functional human being. To begin, the human being is made up of the following materials in the following proportions. Water, 82%. Simple salts. You have just achieved simple cellular division, the bacterium cyanogenum, which plays its humble part every time you have your teeth yucking. Biological systems have been activated, the same principle used in Fanfoflink toys. Congrats, simple biodiversity mastered. Congratulations. You have just constructed your first simple life form, a primitive brown mold spore slug. To animate it, use the vitalizer.
Vitalizer, here it is.
Activate the vitalizer by aiming at the life form to be animated and holding the red button for 3 seconds.
Okay, here goes. I did it!
You did it!
I did it! Beat that, Lou Knight!
Yeah, beat that! Sam Weber, you've just gone beyond every top biologist of our time.
Child's play. Next, I think I'll make an oyster. I like oysters.
Hey, it's eating my pretzel.
What? What happened?
Be aware that the simple life form that you create will almost always have a short lifespan.
Oh.
It is merely a first step on the road to building a fully functioning human being.
Close. That's all. What's the use? It's no good. I can't even keep a primitive brown mold spore slug alive.
Now don't be discouraged. Keep your head. First, you have to get rid of that thing.
I know. I'll flush it. And then get a drink. A tall drink. Come in.
Sam?
Oh, Tina. Come in.
Can I come in?
Come in, Tina.
Okay. Here's the answer to your letter last Friday.
Letter?
To the Glunt City Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah. What does it say?
It says... Oh, I have to take it out of the envelope. It says, Dear Sir, this is to inform you that there is no firm bearing the name Build-A-Man or any similar name operating in our city.
Damn, that means no refills or additional parts.
What does it matter now?
We are a restricted residential township and intend to keep it that way. If you are interested in joining our community and can provide complete financial, criminal, genealogical, and psychological documentation, we would be happy to consider you as a resident. Sincerely...
That's fine, Tina.
Listen, Sam, about New Year's Eve.
Yes?
You know that I was going out with you until Lou got those reservations at Seagal's. But if you still want to take me, all I have to do is say my mother expects to suffer from her gallstones and I'll have to stay home. Then you...
Go ahead, say yes.
Hey, counselor!
Too late, wimp.
Glad to see you back in the office.
Haven't been here much the past week. Missed a lot of ambulances clanging by.
I was working at home.
Selling magazines to supplement your lucrative legal fees?
I'm writing a book.
Oh? Sam Weber on bankruptcy?
No, Lou Knight on fraud, an insider's view.
Uh-huh. I just got another paying brief. You mind if I steal Tina?
Is it another exciting case?
Come on, I'll tell you about it.
Bye, Sam.
Yes, bye, Sam.
Bastard. Bastard!
The next step, Sam. Take the next step.
Chapter 3, The Mannequin. Workers of the World. Note, if you have a rubicular mannequin around the house, you may skip this chapter. Remember that mannequins are not human beings. A mannequin is created to fulfill a single purpose. Unlike a full-fledged human, a mannequin has your own preparation in the creation of your mannequin. Rather, use the concentrated synthetic MB-21. For specific modifications, contact your local census keeper for instructions. Of more than a single function is a serious crime. You have just created a mannequin. Congratulations. To animate it, use the vitalizer. Activate the vitalizer.
Stop! It's hideous. No eyes, no ears, no face. One arm longer than the other. No legs. No gender.
It's as ugly as a cesspool in summer.
It's a failure. But how do I get rid of it? I can't flush it. How do I get rid of it?
Use the disassemblator to dispense of all failed experiments in order to conserve materials. The direct supervision of your local census keeper is advised.
What's a census keeper?
It doesn't matter. There's the disassemblator.
Activate the disassemblator by aiming at the life form to be disposed of and holding the red button for 3 seconds.
Okay. Goodbye.
Ew! It just melted away on the bed.
Coming.
To recycle materials for reuse, simply follow this procedure. With the genetic collector and a clean spoon...
Close! Yes? Oh, Mrs. Lapanti.
Good evening, Mr. Weber.
Why all the fine feathers? New Year's Eve party?
Yes. May I come in, Mr. Weber?
No.
No?
My rooms are a mess.
That's not my fault. You wouldn't let me into your room all week.
Oh, no, not at all. It's my fault.
It's so hard, Mr. Weber, to run boarding house.
I'm sure, Mrs. Lapanti.
You do so much for people and get nothing in return.
I know, that's sad.
If only there were one tenant, one, just one, who'd show a little appreciation.
I absolutely agree.
Good. So you wouldn't mind babysitting my dear little nephew?
No, I... What?
You see, Mr. Weber, my sister and her husband and their little Vinny came into town for New Year's, and we were going to make something of a night of it, but the babysitter backed out at last moment. And then I thought of you being such a good man and owing last month's rent.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Lapanti. I haven't got a date. I'd be happy to look after a little, Willie for a few hours. I have nephews myself.
Oh, wait a minute. This is perfect.
Bless you, Mr. Weber. Oh, by the way, there was a gentleman asking for you this morning.
A gentleman?
A tall, old gentleman in black overcoat. He was so...
Creepy?
Creepy, yeah. That's the word. The way he stared at me...
Don't worry, Mrs. Lapanti. He's a client of mine. But you'll let me know if he comes back.
Of course.
Yes, Mr. Weber. And thank you for taking care of little Willy.
Not a problem, Mrs. Lapanti. You have a good time tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Weber. Thank you.
Perfect! What's perfect? You don't want to be a failure all your life, do you? No. This is your chance. What? Think. Think for a minute. The next step, Sam. The next step. Oh. 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 Open.
To hear instructions for use, please verbally input key word.
Chapter 4.
Chapter 4. Twinning yourself and friends.
That's it.
Twinning. For all
twinning.
Occasions.
I mean, how hard can it be to twin a baby?
Twinning is an advance on the primitive process of cloning, producing an exact copy of a human original. It entails the use of the biocalibrator, which measures and duplicates human characteristics in exact detail to the nth degree. To utilize the biocalibrator, the original must be naked. Beginning at the top of the head, run the biocalibrator over every inch of the surface of the original's body. To animate the twin human, use the vitalizer. Congratulations! You have just successfully twinned a human being.
I'm a twinner. It's perfect.
Remember, your constructed twin, while resembling its model in every detail, has not gone through the natural biological and developmental process as its original. Your twin is at best an imperfect copy, physically imperfect and mentally unstable. You must keep this consideration in mind when deciding whether to disassemble your twin.
No, that can't be right. It's a perfect twin. Close. It's an exact no navel. What? No navel. No navel. So what? Every human child has a navel. Except Adam. Adam didn't have a navel. Hey, Michelangelo on the Sistine Chapel gave Adam a navel, so I just balanced it out. Look at it. Get rid of it. Get rid of... No! Use the disassemblator to dispose... No, I can't! I can't! What are you going to do? You can't keep it. That's right, I can't keep it. But I can't disassemble. It's a baby. How do I get rid of it? There must be some way to get rid of a baby. Yes, yes, the orphanage. The orphanage at St. Swithin's. Paper. Dear Father O'Brien, please take care of little Willie Jr. I am not married. Good morning.
Oh, Sam. Sam, have I got something to tell you?
Oh, good morning, Lou.
Yeah, good morning, Sam.
Sam, you'll never guess what happened.
Lou proposed to you last night.
How'd you guess?
What?
That's right, isn't it, Lou?
That's right.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You too, Lou.
Yeah, thank you.
So, the triumph of true love.
Yeah, isn't it?
Triumph of tequila.
Let me tell you how it happened, Sam. It was so romantic. At first, Lou pretended he didn't want to propose, but I knew better. I said, Lou, you gave me a ring. Oh, you may have thought it was just a...
Now what?
Ring.
Well, that's that. I might as well shoot myself. You think so? Remember,
twinning is producing an exact copy of a human original.
And he said, no.
A copy of the original.
And he said, no, it isn't.
A copy of the original.
A copy of the original. Get it?
And finally, Lou agreed with me.
A copy of the original.
What?
Listen. I think this is great.
You do?
You do?
I do. And I want to do something special for you.
You do?
You do?
I do. Tina, will you...
Will you go with me downtown to Sphagnum and Cole tomorrow at lunch?
Sphagnum and Cole? The finest fine department store?
That's right. I want to get you a special wedding present.
A special wedding present?
A very special wedding present.
Oh, Sam! I love you. I mean, is that all right, Lou, darling?
Yeah, whatever.
Great. Sphagnum and Cole tomorrow at lunch.
I wouldn't miss it.
Twinning entails the use of the biocalibrator, which measures and duplicates human characteristics in exact detail to the nth degree.
Oh, the dressing rooms are around the corner by the better blouses, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, Sam, it's so sweet of you to do this. You know, I thought you'd be, you know.
No, not at all. I'm very happy for you. Both of you.
Oh, that's surprising.
Now, Tina, I have a very special wedding present planned for you, but I need your help.
What do you want me to do, Sam?
Strip.
What?
I want you to go into the dressing room here and strip. Take this machine.
What is it?
Oh, it's a measurement device that a client wants to patent.
Oh, that creepy old man.
Yeah. Now, I want you to push this red button and run the machine over every inch of your body.
Ooh!
This machine provides perfect measurements of whoever uses it, and I want this present to be perfect.
It won't hurt, will it?
It won't hurt.
Oh, Sam, you're a prince. Maybe I should be marrying you.
I'll be happy with this, Tina. Now, go on.
Yes, Sam. Sam, you will come visit us after we're married, won't you? I mean, Lou is a darling, and I love him. But he's a bit businesslike. I mean, all he thinks about is the law. You're more cultured. You'll come visit. You'll keep me cultured.
I'll keep you cultured. Now, go on.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Tina.
Sam, I did what you said, but I've never been so insulted in all my life.
What do you mean?
I mean, this machine started talking, saying things about my brain capacity and my iodine level, and it added at least 2 inches to my hips.
Never mind, Tina. It'll all be worth it once I get your wedding present.
You mean once I get my wedding present?
Yes.
Mr. Weber.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Lapointe.
I just thought I would let you know that man was here again. That tall, creepy old man looking for you.
Oh?
Yes, he wanted me to let him into your room. I said I couldn't do that without your permission. The way he looked at me. If there is such a thing as evil, I... Then he went away.
Did he say if he'd be back?
Well... I told him you'd be back about 8 o'clock.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Lapointe. Oh, God, 8 o'clock. Work fast. Work fast. Gotta work fast. Wait!
What?
Suppose the twin Tina is so close to the original that she wants to marry Lou as well. Or, imperfect. Her coloring is off, or her breasts start fighting with each other. Or she's insane or unstable. I couldn't possibly disassemble her. I couldn't watch her... melt. I've got to twin another human being so I can make sure that everything will be perfect. But who?
Who?
Who? There's no time to...
Who?
Who else? Me!
Me?
Yes, me! I know my imperfections better than anyone else's, and I wouldn't hesitate to disassemble an imperfect me. That's it. Me first, then Tina. It's alive! It's alive! Of course, it's alive. I mean, I'm alive. I. Me. That feels great. Now, can I stand up? Ugh. Pretty good if I do say so myself. If this is alive, I'm gonna like it. Now, where's that disassembler? Ah.
Hey, stop that!
There.
You smashed it!
I won't have that sword of Damocles hanging over my head. Who knows, there's always the slight chance, though I doubt it, that you might have been thinking ahead. Although now, come to think of it, I could have used it on you.
On me? What's going on here?
What's going on is that now, Sam, you really are talking to yourself.
Oh, no, you're not me.
Well, true. I like to think of myself as a new and improved model.
What do you mean, new and improved? You're an imperfect copy of me. The kit said so.
That's right, an imperfect copy. And what was copied imperfectly were your imperfections. A negative of a negative is a positive. So I am an imperfect copy of you. You with brains and backbone.
No, you're unstable.
I'm unstable? This from you? A guy who's been mooning his way through adulthood? A guy who's never really succeeded at anything? A guy who admits failure every time he stubs his toe? A guy who dreams about an overdressed, self-absorbed woman? A collection of biological impulses who'd go on her back for any
you
man...
You leave Tina's name out of this!
I didn't say her name, did I? But you know, Sam, there's a thought. When you copied yourself with the biocalibrator, you gave me enough of your brain patterns, memories, tastes, likes and dislikes, habits, thought processes, that I want her. Really, really badly. And since you have no more materials to make a copy...
What?
You used them to make me. Hello? Didn't think of that, did you? So who is imperfect? As I said, since you have no more materials to make a copy of Tina, I have to have the original. And I will. Because while you don't have the guts to fight for her, I do.
Hey? Hey, what are you doing in my closet?
I'm getting dressed. You may think nudity is freeing, but I want to look a little more respectable.
Those are my clothes. This is my room.
What's yours is mine. And what's mine is...
Yes?
Mr. Weber?
Yes?
Mr. Weber, that gentleman, the creepy one, he's downstairs. He wants to see you.
Tell him I'm not home.
An hour ago.
Mr. Weber, is something wrong?
No.
Okay, Mr. Weber. I'll tell him.
Oh, that was great. Really clever. Couldn't you just shut up? That poor woman.
That poor woman? That poor woman is my landlady. You forget this is my room and you are just an experiment that's gone wrong.
You couldn't prove it in a court of law, counselor.
You say I won't fight for Tina, but I will now.
You? You're a loser as a lover, you're a loser as a lawyer, you're a loser as a human being.
I made you, didn't I?
But that was child's play.
I made you, and I can unmake you.
Sam, you can't fight me. I'm just as strong as you are.
Whoa, where's my door?
Excuse my use of the matter ionizer, Mr. Weber.
Oh, jeez.
I'm too late. I was afraid of this. You have duplicated yourself, Mr. Weber. And the disassembler has been destroyed. So I shall have to resolve this manually. An ugly job, very messy.
Who are you?
I am a census keeper. That will mean nothing to you. I will have to recover your Builderman kit, of course, and rectify all discrepancies caused by your actions. But once that is done, your life, Mr. Weber, will be allowed to resume its normal progression.
Look,
Mr. Weber, if you are the real Mr. Weber, this is a very serious situation. Your set was misdelivered. The proper recipient, a Sam Weaver aged 12, was staying here on a different time diagonal.
What?
Never mind. We had a hell of a time finding you so we could set things right.
What happened to Mrs. Lapointe?
Oh, she will remember nothing. Although we first thought we'd have to institute emergency measures. But she had a total nervous collapse when she caught sight of the matter ionizer. Fortunately, she will remember nothing of this evening.
Good.
The problem is, which of you is the original Sam Weber?
I am.
Oh, why can't I ever draw a simple assignment?
Look, isn't it true that the original will be...
Yes, yes, the original will be more stable, more emotionally balanced than the twin.
So you would be able to tell...
Yes, which of us is the more stable and valid member of society.
Yes, yes, that is so. I will scan your brains.
Thank God. A superior being who can see past the exteriors and who can tell which of us is most coherent, most worthy. Which of us is human?
Yes. Mr. Weber, it will be better for your sanity if you do not watch. Well, that's that. I hope you have learned something, Mr. Weber, from your experiences. The ability to do a thing is not as important as the guiding motivation. In other words, it isn't the gift, it's the principle. You understand, I'm sure. Now, don't worry, Mr. Weber. Once I vanish, all traces of the recent events will vanish with me. I suggest you forget it all and get on with your normal life. Goodbye, Mr. Weber.
Hello, Tina. I need to see you. That's right, it's me. Sam Weber.